This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, All About Real Estate Edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
All right, good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Laura Kraft and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Todd, how are you?
Never better.
Yeah?
Yep. Summertime, man.
You
say
that at the beginning of every show. Never better.
I get better every week.
Okay.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, good for you. All right. Well, we have a great show today. Say hello to our first guest. His name is John O'Driscoll. He's a market development manager with ParkSite. John, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for joining us. John, before we get into our conversation, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I'm married, have two kids, both in high school. My daughter's a rising senior. My son is a rising sophomore. Went to college at East Carolina University on a football scholarship. Graduated from the School of Technology and industrial technology from the School of Technical Sales and Service. I'm actually working within my industry, which seems like a rarity nowadays when it comes to college students.
I wish I could say that, but I can't.
Let's see. I started with the company ParkSite back in October of 89. I'm in my 24th year with the company. Spent a few years covering the northwest suburbs of Chicago before they asked me to move to Columbus, Ohio to support a consumer advertising campaign for DuPont. I was there for a little over 10 and a half years, at which point they asked me to move to Atlanta to take over the southeast region and lead our specialist team down here. And I've been down here for 12 years come this August.
Well, congratulations on the 24 years. That's quite an accomplishment.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about ParkSite?
ParkSite is a 100% employee-owned ESOP S-Corp. Corporate office is in Batavia, Illinois, in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. We're a sales, marketing, and distribution organization to the building industry. We offer specialized products and training and value-added services to selected markets within the building industry. We distribute products out of 9 distribution centers all over the East Coast, and everything is east of the Mississippi. We have coverage from Maine all the way to the south tip of Florida. We're known for taking new and innovative products to the market and creating demand, and we help build brands. It was actually the founders of ParkSite that came up with the idea to use the DuPont Tyvek product to wrap houses back in Chicago in the mid-70s when we had an energy crisis. And as a result, we've built a pretty good industry around those first successes of DuPont Tyvek.
Well, I'll tell you what, driving around Atlanta these days, now that the construction industry is back, I see the word Tyvek constantly. So, I mean, what is it? Tell me why it's important and why it seems to be so successful.
Tyvek, you know, people tend to assimilate to like a paper type product, but Tyvek is actually a very highly engineered material. If you're familiar with Gore-Tex, people use it in their clothing. They have it in their golf clothes. They have it in their shoes. But what it's really designed to do and engineered to do is stop air, stop water, but it's also meant to allow breathability or moisture vapor to pass. You can imagine there's lots of things you can wear, you know, on your body that would do a great job at stopping air and water, but then you don't want to sweat. You wouldn't want to wear a plastic bag, you know, constantly. You need those. And that's why we're getting into clothing now, a lot more high-performance fabrics, you know, the wicking materials and things that allow breathability. And Tyvek is like wrapping your house in Gore-Tex.
Never thought of it that way.
So energy efficiency, it's huge. You're talking about Tyvek. So tell me a little bit about what green building means to your company.
Green building, I think it's about process improvement. You know, there's no doubt that the built environment uses a massive amount of energy. And, you know, what we've done in the past isn't going to sustain us moving into the future. And we really need to reduce our toll on all the natural resources. And we need to move towards sustainable energy production and consumption. And really what we do at ParkSite is we evaluate what we have, the products we have to offer, the challenges that are in the marketplace, you know, the problems that builders are trying to solve, and then we take those to the marketplace. We educate the people on how they can implement our products and meet the needs, whether it be code or, you know, just somebody trying to raise the bar and differentiate their product in a home or a commercial building from the guy next door, the competition.
I love that analogy you used a minute ago about like wrapping your house in Gore-Tex. I get that. On top of it, what about the insulation qualities? I mean, when I think of sheathing, and tell me if that's the right way to think about it around a house. I mean, insulation, in my mind anyway, that's one of the very important things I'm going to think about.
You know, that's a great question, and I'm going to use an analogy. Tyvek does not have an R value in it in and of itself, but what it does do is it protects the integrity of the insulation we put inside the walls. You can go outside, you know, the insulation, the big pink stuff, the bats that we put inside the walls, you know, that's designed in a 2x4 wall that have a R13. However, if you allow air to infiltrate into that wall cavity, the effect of R value drops tremendously. The best example I can think of is going outside on a cold day in a sweater. If the wind's not blowing, you could be very comfortable. But as soon as that wind picks up, it goes right through and you catch a chill. However, if you put a windbreaker on over the top of that, that windbreaker is super thin. It doesn't really have any insulating capacity, but what it does do is protect the integrity of that sweater on your body.
So it's making it a heck of a lot. The insulation's a heck of a lot more efficient and effective.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Only a Chicago guy would talk about the wind chill and what that means. All right. John O'Driscoll will return after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with John O'Driscoll, Market Development Manager with ParkSite.
John, we've talked a little bit about being green and the Gore-Tex sweater and windbreaker for my house. All that makes a ton of sense. At the end of the day, I want to talk about dollars and cents. So is it more expensive to install? It seems pretty obvious that I'll save money long-term for energy and heating costs, et cetera. But tell me about the financial impact part of it.
I mean, Tyvek is one of those products that can actually pay for itself, you know, because it's really not all that expensive to install. It's not that expensive of a product. You know, a single family home, you're only talking about, you know, say a 2,000 square foot house. Material wise, retail, $350. Say double that for your installation. You know, $700. The thing is, it has to be done at the time that you're building the house. It's not sexy like a front door, you know, big front door and arched doorways. You know, it's not that tile floor in the foyer. But it's absolutely critical that you address that right up front, because that's going to be your greatest opportunity to save that energy, you know, and protect that structure from water. Because at the end of the day, water is the enemy.
You mentioned earlier you guys have worked a lot with the DuPont products, and recently you introduced Tyvek ThermoWrap, and it's really the only kind, the product of its kind on the market. Can you tell us a little bit about what makes it unique?
Yes, I can. The Tyvek ThermoWrap is actually, we're diversifying the product line itself, because ThermoWrap is a product that has been out for many years. And it is a traditional Tyvek that we incorporated a radiant barrier properties in it. And so basically there's an aluminized surface on the surface of the traditional ThermoWrap product. But this new product that just came out is ThermoWrap, and we call it R5.0. And the reason being, and this is what's revolutionary, is it is the very first insulated house wrap in the world. The energy codes are changing. They're promoting thermal breaks on the exterior walls. They want to add more insulation to the wall cavities, but they're also providing thermal breaks on the exterior walls in the way of, you know, you have varying different R values within that wall. You know, that R13 insulation has a much better R value than that 2x4 stud that's sitting sideways in the wall. So heat or cold can transmit through those studs much more readily. So you want to have a thermal break, or that R5 break between the exterior of the house and the interior of the house, so it doesn't transfer that heat or cold directly through the wall. The Tyvek ThermoWrap R5.0 actually taken 20% post-recycled content Tyvek along with some additional product, and created we almost call it a fluffy Tyvek. So it's about almost 2 inches thick on the exterior wall. So it's putting a blanket on your house. So not only is it wrapping that sweater, it's providing the sweater too.
So I got a sweater that's wrapped in Gore-Tex. This stuff is I mean, that's got to be one of the cool things about working with a company like DuPont. What other kind of things are there? I mean, it's fascinating, the development and the continuous improvement on the Tyvek product. What else?
I've been fortunate to be with the company as long as I have. When I started with the company, we had home wrap. That was it. It wasn't even home wrap. It was house wrap. Then soon after, our first competitor came along. But DuPont is a science company. You know, they're research and development, and they're constantly looking to improve, you know, on the product line and the product offering. You know, we now have, not only do we have the home wrap, we have, facade-specific products like stucco wrap. We have the ThermoWrap, the ThermoWrap R 5.0. We have flashing systems. We have fasteners. We have tapes to seal all the seams, you know, to make sure that we're constantly improving and we're protecting that entire building envelope from not only air but from water also.
All right, John, I hate to say it, but we are out of time. Before we let you go, where can people get in touch with you and learn more about ParkSite?
The easiest way to get to us is www.parksite.com.
John O'Driscoll, the Market Development Manager with ParkSite. John, it was a pleasure to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you very much, y'all. Have a great day.
You as well.